The motel room feels like a sealed oven. The air conditioner rattles but never cools, and the bedspread sticks to your damp forearms. On the mattress sits your laptop paused on a single frame. You just watched the only known video of the city's police chief shooting an unarmed man at point-blank range. The raw file is ugly and unmistakably real. Moises, a gang defector who smuggled the footage out, snaps the laptop shut and keeps one hand on it. His other thumb hovers over the keys. 20,000 in cash, right now, he says. Or I wipe the drive. In your jacket is an envelope with the station's emergency funds, money meant for staff safety and urgent field costs. Your network policy and basic journalistic ethics forbid paying for evidence. If you buy it, the footage could be attacked as tainted, possibly unusable in court, and you would be putting cash straight into a criminal's hands. Your phone buzzes, a text from your executive producer, Kiana. Do not buy it. It taints the entire documentary. Moises starts counting under his breath. 10 seconds. If the video disappears, the chief stays in power, and the victim's family, your audience, and the city may never see proof. If you pay, you might blow up the case and set a precedent that people can extort you for truth. Moises looks at you, waiting. What's your call?